This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Coach Engelhardt back. Steve Engelhardt is the head football coach here at Florida Tech, the winning football team, the Panthers. Tell us a little bit about what's going to happen this year.
Yeah, we just started to kick off. The young men came in on Saturday, and you know, a lot of paperwork and things like that that they have to do. There's really 2 days worth of work before they actually even get on the fields. You know, NCAA and our compliance requires a lot of them. So they come in on Saturday and have several meetings and meet with our athletic director, Bill Juergens, as well, which is always a great meeting. And Bill kind of sets the tone for our athletes, which was great. And then on Sunday, they have physicals and we have concussion baseline testing. Obviously, that's a very important thing with concussion testing. And Dr. Webby handles that. And Dr. Webby here on our campus is one of the best that there is in the country when it comes to concussion research and brain injuries. They do that concussion baseline test to get a nice baseline of where they're at. That way, if they are injured, they have to return back to that baseline before they can return to play. The objective with NCAA and of us, of course, is to keep the athletes safe. And then after a lot of those meetings and things like that, then we got to get out on the field on Monday and had a good little practice in the morning. During camp, we have 13 practices before school starts. And so for about 2 weeks, we have these players and we have their time from about 7 in the morning until about 9 at night. And the only time they have away from us is for 3 hours after practice to get lunch and rest, and then about an hour and a half for dinner, and then they're back to meeting. So we have practice in the morning, and then they get away for 3 hours, and then we bring them back for a lifting session with our strength coach, Ethan Tyler. And then they have meetings, and those meetings run about 3 hours. And then they have a little walkthrough that we do just to kind of shore up a few things. And then they go to dinner. And then once they go to dinner, they finish up with a team meeting at night, and it gets done around 9 o'clock. So we do this for 2 weeks. So it's a lot required of them. But we're excited about the season. We have a great group of young men. A very tough schedule this year, as always, with the Gulf South Conference. And we have some really good non-league games as well. Our first game of the season is against Benedict College in Columbia, South Carolina. And then we play Newberry College here at home, week two, which is September 8th. And then later on in the year, we play Wingate. So really good competitive non-conference schedule. And then obviously the Gulf South Conference is always a tough one. And I don't think our guys particularly like where we were preseason pick to finish in the conference, so they're motivated and really good group of guys, though, and I like the chemistry that we have on our team so far after two practices.
So how many new players do we have this year?
Well, we have about 125 players that reported to camp, and we have about 50 new players.
Wow. So what about tickets to the games? The home games are played at the Palm Bay Stadium, which is the Panther Stadium.
Absolutely. And tickets, there's new turf going down on that stadium, so that's going to be awesome for our players. But, yeah, if they go to our website at floridatechsports.com and can get tickets, and Tom Richard handles all of the ticket sales.
So they can get either season passes or they can get individual tickets, and they can find out everything they need to know there.
Absolutely, on our website. So.
All right. Steve, thanks so much for coming in. We're looking forward to a winning season.
All right. Thank you very much.